Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Aholis, Perik Zayin Mishnah Aleph, HaTumma. Let's say you have Tumma. Bekaislets in the wall. Which wall? A wall of a house that has not only one floor on top of it, but maybe several floors on top of it. Umakaima, and the place where the Tumma is, in the wall, has an opening of Tefach al Tefach al Rum Tefach. In other words, a Tefach long, a Tefach wide, and it's high a Tefach. Zakh the Mishnah, Kalu Elias, all the floors, Shal Gaba, that are on top of this, Filain Esser, even if you have 10 floors, Timaeus, they're Tame. Why? Because the entire wall is considered what we call a Kever Sasum, and it's Metama, all of the upper floors. What is a Kever Sasum? You've mentioned it once or twice till now. What does it mean? The Titus says, V'chayla sheyiga al pnei asada b'chalal cherev oy b'meis. Goes on to say, oy b'kaver. Anyone that comes into contact with the sword, the mace, or a caver, yitma shevasyam is tummy for 7 days. And here Chazal learn, not only the mace, not only the sword, but the caver of a mace is metama b'maga uba oil, just like the mess itself. So if anyone touches the side of a caver, or someone, let's say, leans over a caver, even if he's not mamish directly over the mace, he becomes tame, and he has the same din as someone who touches the mess himself, or someone who is an oil over a mess. Let me ask you something. You're telling me that a caver is metame b'maga uba oil. What about masa? Because a mess is metame in three ways. Maga, touching. Masa, carrying without touching. And oil. So before I even answer the question, let me ask you something. How exactly do you carry a caver? But we'll see more about that later. Right now, let's understand that a caver is metame b'maga uba oil. Now, what constitutes a caver? Does it have to be an official Beis HaChayim with a matzev? And the answer is no. If a mace, or even a part of a mace, with the shear of a kezias, is in an area that has a cholol. Cholol means an open space. Open space that's, like we explained, tefach by a tefach and high a tefach. And it's sasum. Sasum means it's sealed from all sides. There's no opening there. That's called a caver sasum. Unfortunately for the people that live in these 10 stories, there's a caver sasum in their wall, in the wall at the bottom, on the first floor. There's a piece of a mess there, and there's an area of a tefach by a tefach. Once that becomes a caver sasum, and remember, the beams that are supporting each of the floors all the way up, they go from one side of the house to the other, and they go into the wall. So this wall of the house that has the tumah inside, this wall is supporting all the other floors, and as a result, because again, it has din of a caver sasim, everything is tummy. Even 10 flights up. A keli that's on the 10th floor on a table is going to become tummy. However, zok the Mishnah Vayter, hoysa liya achas al gabe shnei batim. Basically, what this means is the bottom floor has a wall on one side, a wall on the other side. Okay, let's say I'm coming into the bottom floor from the street into the house. There's a wall to my right, that's the wall that goes all the way up. The side wall of the house, there's a wall to my left, that's the wall that goes all the way up. But there's also a wall straight ahead of me. There's a wall that separates the right side of the bottom floor and the left side of the bottom floor. And in this case, the tumah is in that wall, not in one of the two side walls of the house, but in that particular wall. That particular wall goes from the floor, street level, up until the second floor, and that's it. The rest of the aliyahs don't have this wall in the center. That's what our Mishnah means. Hoysa aliyah achas al gabi shnei batim. Upstairs, it's one floor, one room. Downstairs, however, there are two rooms or two apartments with a wall in the middle. And the tumah is in this wall that's in the middle on the bottom floor. Zakh the Mishnah, in this case, he, the one floor that's on top of the kaisel tumeya, that's takatami. So any person or kalim that's found on floor two, on the second floor, become tummy. Why? Because the tumah in the middle wall downstairs, again, is a caver sasum. The tumah goes up into the second floor. Then it's going to spread out throughout the entire second floor. However, the chalu aliyas, all the other floors, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, shal gaba that are on top of that, toiris hatar. Because the roof of the second floor is going to act as a chatzitza, as a cutoff for that tumah. Well, how come in the first case, the roof of the second floor didn't act as a cutoff for that tumah? Because there, the tumah was in the side wall. that side wall goes all the way up. The beams of each of the floor are connected into it. But this middle wall has no shaychus to any of the upper floors besides the second floor, which is resting on it. The center of the second floor is resting on it. So in a chanami, that floor will become tame. But the roof of the second floor, which is the ceiling of the third floor, that's going to stop the tuma. Zokta el gemishta weiter, koisel shunis. This is a wall that's built next to the seashore, next to the Haifa Yam. It's a very thick wall because it's designed as a dike. That means to stop the sea during a storm from flooding the ground. So they build this very thick wall to hold back the water. Now, this wall is built in such a way it should be as strong as possible. So they make sure there are no open spaces inside. Definitely no halal tefach meruva. You don't have an area of a tefach by a tefach that's higher tefach. Memela. If you have tumah inside this wall, by kasvayil, it goes straight up. By kasviredes, it breaks through and goes straight down. But it does not go off to the sides. It's what we called beforehand tumah ritzutza. So this wall would not have a din of a kever sasim. In order for it to have a din of a kever sasim, it has to have a tefach by a tefach. And again, kever sasim means the tumah goes off to the sides. If it's not a kever sasim, it's tumah ritzutza. The tumah goes straight up, straight down, that's it. Vayter zakta mishnah. Nefesh atuma. Nefesh atuma means a metzeva that's on a kever. Maybe you remember from Masechtas Shkalim, the metzeva they build on a kever is called nefesh. In this particular case, the mess is not buried in an arin. An arin could have a chalal tefach. Rather, the mess is buried in the kever, and the metzeva is mamish on the mess. There is no opening of a tefach. That's why this metzeva is called nefesh atuma. It's sealed. There's no open space. So if you don't have a halal tefach, the metzeva is not called a kever sasim. And memela is not metama off to the sides. Rather, the tumah goes, like we learned earlier, straight up and straight down. So nefesh atum, if you have this nefesh atum, a metzeva that's on the kever, and there's no halal tefach, hanageba min atzad, and if you touch it from the sides, not opposite the mess that's underneath it, tar. Because this is tumah ritzutza, that is by kasva oila, it breaks through to go straight up, by kasva yiredes and comes straight down, does not go off to the sides. But im haya bimkaima tumah, if you have in the place where the tumah is an opening of a tefach al tefach al rum tefach, so hanegeya bami kalmakim tumah, anyone who touches any part of this metzeva, even the part that's not mamish, right over the mess, it's going to become tumah b'nei shehi kikever sasim. That's the rule. Once you have tefach al tefach, it's like a kever, a sealed kever, and a sealed kever is metame when you touch it in all different directions. Next case in the Mishnah, samachla sukkais. This person built a little hut, and for whatever reason, he placed the roof of the hut on the metzeva. So we're talking about a kever that has no halal tefach. So the metzeva now serves as a wall for his little hut. So the mitzvah itself is not metame b'maga. Why? There's no tefach al tefach. So it doesn't have a din of a kever sasim. Only what's directly over the mace or under the mace should be tame. But he won't get away with it with this sukkah. Whatever's in this sukkah is going to be tame because it's considered an oil of a mess. The sukkah itself will be tame and for sure what's inside. But why? You just tell me if you touch it from the side, you're not tummy. And the roof is leaning on the side, not directly over the mess. Yeah, but if you have a situation where the matseva is actually the wall of the sukkah, then we're going to look at this and we're going to say, this is as if the tumah is in the sukkah. It's the same as when the tumah was in the wall. Remember, we said it's as if it's laying in the house? If the wall is part of the house. Rabbi Huda says, no, tar. The sukkah, whatever is inside, is tar. Why? Lamaisa, it's not built directly over the mess. And you don't have that tefach. If you don't have the halal tefach, tumah only goes straight up and straight down, not off to the sides. What about this svara that the matzeva is like a koisel of the sukkah? So Rabbi Yehuda says, this is how the Chazainish explains it. Look, the sukkah is temporary. The matzeva wasn't put there to be a wall for a sukkah. So I'm not going to look at the tumah that's under the matzeva as if it's laying in the sukkah. It's like any other tumah that goes straight up or down. What's directly over the mess is tameh, what's underneath is not. So a lot of halachis in our Mishnah, let's chazer over. We learned about a kever sasim. Basically, a kever sasim is once something officially becomes a kever of a mess, it's metamba b'mago b'oil, just like the mess itself. So if somebody would touch even the side of the kever, or he's an oil over the kaver, even if the mess is not mamish there, he's not directly over the mess, but if the person is over the kaver, it's as if he touches the mess himself. What makes something a kaver? If a mess or part of a mess is in an area, and in that area you have a tefach by a tefach, and it's high a tefach. That's what makes it a kaver sasim, and it's metam in all different directions. If there is no tefach by a tefach, then the tumah goes up only straight. Straight up and straight down. It does not go off to the sides. It does not have a din of a kever sasim. That's called tumah ritzutza. Ritzutza means straight up or straight down. Then we spoke about, let's say, a 10-story house. Yes, looks like they had 10-story houses, even in the times of the Mishnah. If there's a tumah, one of the side walls, and there's an area of a tefach by a tefach, that becomes a kever sasim. And all the floors on top. Even if you have 10 floors, they all become tummy. They're all connected to this wall. And the tumah will go off through the entire floor. The next case in the Mishnah was where there's tumah in the wall, but not the side walls. The downstairs, the bayis, has a wall in the middle. Either it separates two apartments or two rooms, and in there you have the tumah. But that wall only goes from ground level up until the second floor. If you look at the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth floors, there is no such wall in the middle. So over here the din is. That's what the Mishnah called an aliyah achas l'gabi shnei batim. Downstairs you have two batim, upstairs is only one. And again, the tumah is in that one wall in the middle. So the second floor is tameh, meaning a person or a keli that would be found on the second floor is tameh, because we have a kever sasim over here. That means the tumah goes up and spreads out on floor number two, on the second story. But that's it. It won't go any higher than that, because this wall has no shaychis to the third floor and up, and the ceiling of the second floor will serve as a chatzitza. Then we learned about a very, very thick wall that has no spaces inside. It's built next to the seashore to hold back the water. So if you don't have a chalal tefach, and there is tumah either underneath or in this wall, the din is the tumah goes straight up or straight down, does not go off to the sides. The next halach in the Mishnah was about a nefesh atumah. This is a mitzvah that's built over the caver of a mess. The mess is not an aron. Aron usually has a chalal tefach. So this mitzvah is not called a caver sasim. It's not the tumah off to the sides. The tumah goes straight up, straight down, but that's it. If there was, in the place of the tumah where the mess is a tefach, a tefach, a rum tefach, a square tefach, long a tefach, wide a tefach, and high a tefach, it becomes again a caver sasim, and it's mitama even off to the sides, even shaloi keneged ames. If someone leaned his sukkah on it, so the mitzvah is the wall for his sukkah, Tanakhama says, even though it's off to the side, but because the mitzvah is mamish the wall of the sukkah becomes an oil ames, it's the same as tumah in the wall of a house, and this little hut and anything that's inside that could become tameh will become tameh. Some say it's only if it's towards that half. In other words, just like we learned by the Kais Labayis, it has to be on that half. The tumah under the wall has to be on the half toward the matzeva side. But basically speaking, if you're using the matzeva as a wall of the hut becomes an oilames. And even though the tumah just goes straight up and straight down, but in this case, it's going to be metama, the hut, and whatever is inside. That's according to the Tanakam. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says the sukkah and whatever is inside will be tar. The wall of the house was built to be the wall of the house. This matzeva was not built to be the wall of the sukkah. The sukkah is also temporary, and therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says that the tumah goes straight up and straight down, does not go off to the sides, and the hut would not become tameh. If you take a look in the Taisus Yamtiv, there are some shitas that hold Rabbi Yehuda would say the sukkah is tahar, even if there was a tefach by a tefach. Yeah, but then it goes off to the side. Didn't we say before, if you have a tefach by a tefach in the side wall, all of the floors are tame? So here too, Tumatzev is the wall of the hut. So these mefarshim hold that a wall that was made to support the aliyahs and a chanami. Because you have a halal tefach, the tumah goes into all of the apartments, one on top of the other one. But the ma'aseh, this mitzvah is no shaychus to the sukkah. It wasn't made to be a wall for a sukkah. And therefore, according to these rishonim, that Yehuda would hold that it wouldn't be metama the sukkah, even if you did have a halal tefach.